Nuve buys Payoneer for $275 billion, folding stablecoins into the rails. Nuve agreed to buy cross-border payments company Payoneer for $275 billion in cash, a deal that puts stablecoin settlement squarely inside a regulated payments incumbent rather than around it. CryptoSlate reported the terms on June 18, 2026, building on the June 15 announcement of an all-cash offer at $7.40 per share, with closing expected around mid-2027 pending shareholder and regulatory sign-off. The framing matters as much as the price. Stablecoins were pitched for years as a way to route money around card networks, correspondent banks, and the fees they charge. This deal points the other direction. Token settlement, getting pulled into the same rails it was meant to skip. The shape of the combined company, Nuve, runs global merchant acquiring, alternative payment methods, currency management, and fraud controls across roughly 150 currencies, with crypto and digital asset capabilities bolted on. Payoneer moves money for businesses, online marketplaces, and contractors across 150-plus markets, handing them multi-currency accounts and the banking relationships that make cross-border payouts work. Put together, the two project around $3 billion in annual revenue, more than $500 billion in yearly payment volume, and over 2.4 million customers spread across 190-plus countries and territories. That is the scale at which a payments business can treat stablecoins as a feature rather than a frontier. Neither company disclosed stablecoin transaction volumes. So the actual size of the crypto piece stays unknown until integration is further along, and the stablecoin label here describes a capability inside a much larger fiat machine, not a headline number. A thesis colliding with consolidation. The original case for stablecoins and payments was disintermediation. A dollar token on a public chain could settle in seconds, at all hours, without a correspondent bank taking a cut at each hop. For cross-border payouts to freelancers and merchants, which is exactly Payoneer's business, that pitch was strongest. What this acquisition signals is absorption instead. The settlement speed and programmability of stablecoins are useful. So a regulated acquirer buys the reach and licenses, then offers token settlement as one option among cards, bank transfers, and local methods. The token rides the regulated rail. It does not replace it. For most businesses moving money across borders, that is the version of stablecoins they will actually touch, wrapped inside an account they already use. This also fits the regulatory direction of travel. With U.S. rules under the Genius Act and Europe's MiCA framework pushing stablecoin activity toward licensed entities, the path of least resistance for a token issuer or a payments firm is to operate inside the perimeter, not outside it. A $2.75 billion acquisition is one way to buy that perimeter wholesale. The read across for crypto cards. Crypto cards live on these rails. When you spend from a stablecoin balance, a chain of intermediaries converts the token to fiat, routes it over Visa or MasterCard, and settles with the merchant's acquirer. Companies like Nuve sit in that chain. Consolidation among acquirers and cross-border processors changes the economics on the back end, which is where a card's real costs hide. The disclosed fee on a card is rarely the full price. There is the network spread of roughly 0.5% to 0.9%, the crypto-to-fiat conversion spread at the point of sale, and any blockchain cost to top up. When a handful of large processors absorb the cross-border specialists, the question for card users is whether that pricing power gets passed through as tighter foreign exchange markups or wider ones. The merger does not answer that yet, but it is the layer where the answer will show up. It is also a reminder that stablecoin-native spending still leans on traditional finance more than the marketing suggests. The closer stablecoins move to regulated payment giants, the more a stablecoin card resembles a conventional payments product with a token funding source, governed by the same licensing, the same chargeback rules, and the same fee stack as everything else on the crypto card market.